You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Trending report, Rockies won a game.
Hey, they're pretty good.
They beat the Texas Rangers last night at Coors Field. Those two teams are going to play a 1 o'clock game today. So if you want to kind of sneak out of work and just go watch a ball game with your friends, the ball game would probably be mostly secondary. You can sit there and have a beer. Day games are fun.
Get some nachos, I guess.
I do love day games.
Yeah, you're out in the sun.
So that's 1 o'clock today. Fun. Then the Rockies are going to hit the road. They'll play this weekend against the Mets in New York City. And the Broncos have their final preseason game this Saturday night.
All right.
The Vikings.
I was telling Dom, my neighbor's a huge Vikings fan, and he's got one of those giant trumpets. And you always know when it's, you know, when the Vikings are playing, because you hear him out in his backyard blowing that thing.
Oh, my God.
Dave, knock it off.
What else is going on? We were talking about Josh having to go to that wedding. Too bad his friends didn't see this story. Because of inflation, more and more weddings are being forced to trim down their guest list because they can't afford.
Fantastic.
It's a little too late for Josh.
This is great. I don't ever want to go to another wedding ever again. I'm going to throw that out there.
I probably would be good with that. I'm going to save this story about people pleasers. We might make that a whole segment on our show tomorrow.
I think that sounds great.
Possibly. I just want you to be happy.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Oh, can we talk about the cash me outside?
All day long we can.
Catch me outside. How about that?
You guys remember her?
Hard to forget her, right? Danielle Rigoli. You may know her as Bad Baby, B-H-A-D-B-H-A-B-I-E.
She has made a ton of money.
Yes, she has.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Our producer, Josh, informed us that she's on the OnlyFans.
Yeah, she was getting something like $1 million a week on that or something.
Holy crap.
This country does reward bad behavior.
Yep. Catch me outside. How about that?
That's her line from the famous Dr. Phil show.
He's like, what?
Get a load of this. Danielle has partnered with a nonprofit organization to offer $1.7 million in scholarships to help students enroll in technical and trade schools. Suddenly, I am a big fan.
How is this a thing?
Well, first of all, if she's making
pique her interest?
If she's making $1 million a week, it's going to take her about 10, 11 days. To come up with this money.
She priority has the money.
Yes. They're calling them bad scholarships, B-H-A-D, for her bad baby.
Yeah.
Bad scholarships will range anywhere from $1,000 to a full ride. And then some kids will also receive $10,000 to start a business when they graduate. Here's what I love the most about it.
She's revamping her image.
They are not scholarships to college, because you know how
I am. Trade schools.
These are trade schools.
Carpenters.
Yes. And technical schools.
Yes.
Why don't more people do those scholarships? Why does it always have to be, we're going to send you a scholarship to go to CU? So kids can just go party and...
Right. This is great. I love it. Yeah. This is really cool.
And I get to play it one more time.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Huh. Sylvester Stallone is in the news. He got a tattoo of his wife covered. Apparently, he was wanting to refresh the tattoo image of his wife, Jennifer. However, the results came out unsatisfactory. And they say, unfortunately, unfixable. So what he did is he tattooed over the tattoo of his wife, and he did it with an old dead dog of his from many years ago.
Oh, my goodness.
A dog named Butkus. They are saying, listen, there's nothing wrong in the marriage. He loves his wife. It's just that the tattoo went horribly wrong.
Okay.
So now he's covering it with a tattoo of Butkus, his dead dog.
All right, very good.
And do I have one or two more? Two more. A Disney princess got arrested for disorderly conduct.
Uh-oh.
The actress is Irene Bedard. She did the speaking voice for Disney's Pocahontas.
A classic.
Police saw Bedard arguing with another woman, and then she, quote, walked out into the street screaming without any regard for traffic.
My goodness.
Police said there was a strong odor of alcohol on her breath. She claimed she hadn't had anything to drink that day.
Mouthwash.
She was acting erratically, though, and apparently she had been spotted passed out in some bushes earlier in that day. But by the time the cops got there, she had gone.
Okay.
And she's also been arrested twice over a three-day period on charges of assault, domestic violence, resisting arrest, and disorderly conduct. There's a Disney princess for you right there.
She won't be in the sequel, is what you're saying.
I don't think Disney's going to like that. All right, and then the last thing I got is for those of you who leave your dog at home, Jeremy has done this. Leave your dog at home. You don't want them to be lonely, so you turn on the TV or some music or something.
Yes, have some voices in the background.
Right, or music, anything. Well, that apparently is just to make us feel better. They studied 82 different dogs and every kind of breed you can imagine. They had some dogs just sit there in silence all day. Some listened to music, some listened to TV, some listened to audiobooks. The audiobook they chose, by the way, was Harry Potter. Yeah. And they found no difference.
None whatsoever.
Nothing. Whether the dog was sitting there in silence or you had the TV on, doesn't matter. It doesn't change the dog's stress levels or anything.
Good to know.
So I think it's just to make humans feel like they're doing something for their dog.
Yeah, because you always say put on Animal Planet so your dog can sit there and watch Animal Planet while you're gone. But I guess you're just wasting electricity.
They don't care. So you can save a little bit of electricity. And that's your good news for today.
Catch me outside. How about that?
What else is true?
Do you happen to have the waffle song pulled up over
there? Oh, I can't hear the waffle song.
It's, you know, once a year we get to play this silly little waffle song for National Waffle Day.
Here you go.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles. Waffles! Today's National Waffle Day, so if you're a fan thinking, what should I have for breakfast today?
Waffles.
Go crazy and have yourself some waffle.
Question for you.
What?
What's your stance on Eggos?
No, that's not a waffle. They're disgusting. They're so bad for you. I suggest you upgrade to the Kodiak Cakes waffles in your grocer's freezer. It's a much heartier, healthier waffle. What is your stance on the Eggos?
Two things.
It's a trashy waffle.
It's a totally trashy.
You're a trashy waffle.
It has been probably 30 years since I had one. However, having said that, I loved them.
Yeah.
When I ate them, I loved them.
They're not very satisfying because they're so thin anymore.
Oh, are it's they? Well, really, like I said, it's been 30 years since I had one.
Yeah, they've really, cut back.
What I learned is that you had to set them out and kind of get them to defrost before you put them in the toaster.
Oh, okay.
Because otherwise they just cooked on the outside, but they were still kind of bad on the inside.
You need the frozen waffle setting on your toaster. Time to up your toaster game,
Well, like
buddy.
I said, it's been 30 years.
It's been 30 years, yeah. Well, this weekend and get some.
Our toasters 30 years ago, is we would just put it on a little thing and put it in the fireplace.
Right. Throw a piece of wood in there.
Like a pizza stone in the fireplace and we put bread on it. Yeah.
There you go. I do have the newest dating trend for all you hot young lovers out there. It is to rent a U-Haul together and hang out in the back of it. I guess a bunch of people have been doing this and posting it on social media. They get the U-Haul, they go get dinner, they eat in the back, they put a little inflatable mattress back there with some candles.
Oh, the mattress. I see what's going
on. Some snacks. Yeah, to hang out in.
And they call it a date?
We're just hanging out.
Putting a mattress in the back of the U-Haul?
It's kind of cute. A couple in New York went viral after they rented the U-Haul and they brought a bunch of snacks and went to a drive-in movie and made it really cute and stuff in the back. Mm. So, I mean, there's a cute factor to this, right? Yes, there is, Dom. It's cute. Especially for like young daters.
If the U-Haul's a rockin'.
Don't come a knockin'. It's a total Instagram thing for dating. Oh, okay. I can't see me doing this now with my wife, you know?
Hey, honey.
I got a
brilliant idea.
You ever done it in the back of a U-Haul? Yeah. So, anyway. Zoe Dallas is trending this morning. He's a Miami-based rapper, and he started a ride-sharing service like Uber. But what he's doing is he's renting out bulletproof vehicles. Said he got the idea after seeing so many of his friends and fellow rappers getting shot and dying in their cars. So he's like, you know what? We need some bulletproof cars to ride around in so you can Get ring him up, and he'll deliver some sort of vehicle to you. I would imagine this could be something good for you, Dom. You're a very high-profile person.
The problem, as I see it, is that eventually these rappers have to get out of the vehicle.
You do.
And then what happens?
I don't know.
Rapper killed just outside of his bulletproof...
Whoopsie-daisy!
His bulletproof Uber.
Whoopsie. His bulletproof Hoover.
Uber.
Oh, I thought you said Hoover instead of Hummer.
Uber.
Hey, I got another dog story for you. Auto Trader has put out its rankings of the best cars for dog lovers.
Subaru, right?
Was there any Subies on here? Yeah, the Outback made the list.
Sure.
They look at things like height, you know, for jumping in, if you have rear air, rear heat, how strong the fabric is on the seats. Yeah. Chrysler Pacifica, Ford Bronco Sport made the list, the little baby Bronco. Santa Fe, Wrangler, Kia Soul. You know, tell you anything else about that?
Nah.
Isn't every dog, or every car dog friendly, essentially?
In Colorado, they
any
sure are.
Any car is. Story out this morning, talk about millennials and Gen Zers. They've been saving money by canceling their subscription services, and they discovered these things, Dom, called antennas, where you can hook them up to your TV and get free over-the-air broadcasts.
Imagine.
Can you believe it? They say this is a big trend right now amongst millennials. You can pick up an antenna for about $30.
Make sure you get
Amazon.
The powered ones, though.
You know what's funny is we actually had to bust out his antenna the other night because he couldn't get Channel 20 for the Broncos game because it wasn't streaming anywhere. He's like, hey, I got an antenna.
So I moved is out in the boonies. I tried that to be able to get football games and stuff, but I'm out in the boonies and I can't even get over the air TV out there.
So. Oh, wow. You're way out there.
Yeah.
Dang, man. All right. Let's do clickbait. It's funny.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Something floating around this morning called the Pantyhose Candle Challenge.
Okay.
Take a pair of really tight pantyhose and shove them over your head. And then you kind of pull it up in the air a little bit so you've got a funny face, and then you try to blow out a candle. Because you can't, because it, like, you know, deflects the air coming out. And these people, you know, they've got their little nose sticking up in the air because it's so tight. Anyway, it's really funny. It's worth a click. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
Every time I hear something about a story like that, I always wonder who the first person was to try it.
Right.
Hey, I got an idea.
Hey, I got these pantyhose.